Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And we have a packed studio for you today, as joining me in studio is Superintendent of the Wood Buffalo Detachment, RCMP Detachment, Lorna Dix. We have Christine Savage, who is the Executive Director of the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo. We also have Colleen Stewart, who is the Events Director at the Fort McMurray Golf Club, as well as the Branch President for the Local Legion, Pat Duggan. Thank you all for coming in today.
Thanks for having us here.
Welcome. Thank you.
Now, you may be wondering, we got like four different organizations. What's everyone doing here? Well, we're here to talk about the First Responders Golf Tournament coming up. Big golf fan, so I'm really looking forward to this. But before we get into some of the information about the golf tournament and maybe mental health in general, we have the Canadian Mental Health Association here and the Legion. So we usually like to start with giving each organization a little bit of a time to explain what you guys do in the community. So Christine, let's start with you. For those who don't know much about the Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo, just give us a little bit of an explanation.
So the Canadian Mental Health Association has been in Wood Buffalo the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. So we've been here for a period of time. It's a provincial organization, so right across Alberta and Canada. So we provide mental health services basically to every age that there is here in Fort McMurray, so from birth till seniors, and mental health supports. Our primary vision and goal is to provide mental health supports to anybody in the community, as well as all our Aboriginal surrounding communities. So that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. All right, and like I mentioned, we have a branch president for the Legion here, Pat Duggan. Legion, I feel like most people do know, but there are some people who maybe don't know exactly. Maybe most people just think the Legion is the best place to go play bingo. But
Legion is. Lot, yes, it is.
It is.
Great prizes.
But you guys do so much for the community. Just kind of touch on what the Legion is.
In the broad strokes, the Legion supports veterans and families of veterans, but as well, we also support the communities that actually grow those veterans as well. Mm-hmm. So we support youth organizations, elderly organizations, any group or that can actually support veterans. We've donated to the hospital. We've donated to a bunch of different groups that can actually assist veterans as well, even if it's just in a very broad scope, which just allows us to have a bigger footprint in the community when it comes to sharing donations.
All right. Well, I think it's time to get into smaller details about the golf tournament happening for first responders. That's why we have Colleen here. It's happening at the Fort McMurray Golf Club up in Thickwood, the Wood Buffalo area. So maybe let's go into the smaller details as a start. When is the tournament happening? And first off, can people still register for it?
So the tournament's happening June 29th, so that's the long weekend in June. We've got about 5 weeks until the tournament starts. So people, we're 75% sold out. So last year we sold out pretty quickly, so this year we've added an additional 60 golfers. So we're having 160 golfers at the tournament this year. So it'll be a very big tournament. So the hole-in-one prizes are Harley Davidson's, which is sponsored through Harley, $20,000 in diamonds, sponsored through Canadian Jewelers, which is a nice gift for a lot of the women that are playing, as well as a Ford Escape. So Ford has sponsored that. We're starting off the day at noon with Mr. Mike Burgers. So Mike from Mr. Mike's is coming in and cooking the big Mr. Mike Burgers for everybody. So that starts from 11 till about 1. We're having the police mascot out there. If any kids, any families want to bring their kids and just meet that amazing little mascot, which is amazing. We're having the mascot out. And then all the golfers go out at 1 and they come back about 4 o'clock. We have a sponsorship from the Keg. Mm-hmm. So they'll be providing drinks as they come off the course. We'll have different holes. We've got a cigar hole and a whiskey hole. And so we've got different games from different bars throughout the tournament. So it's going to be a great day. It's a great tournament. There's putting contests. There's lots to win. We've got a lot of donations for the silent auction after. Some of those things include iPad watches, iPads, computers, lawn furniture. So if you're not a golfer and you just want to come out for the dinner, there's tickets available for that still at this time. We're expecting them to go quite quite rapidly, though. But there's lots to do. There's lots of things that are taking place. So it should be a great day.
I've always wanted to get a hole in one, but you guys are just making it super. You know, all the incentives to really make sure I get a hole in one on that day. And obviously, the golf tournament for first responders to recognize first responders. But specifically, what is the money being used for? Is it being used to go right into the RCMP detachment to help RES? Is it maybe to help mental health? We do have the Canadian Mental Health Association. What exactly are the funds going to be used for being raised from this golf tournament?
Absolutely. So let me go back a bit. So after the fires, we talked to the firefighters. There was tons of training out there, and we talked to police officers. What do you guys really need? What do you really want, right? Mm-hmm. And what they wanted is a day where it could, they could just get out and enjoy themselves. So that's why we started the tournament with the RCMP, right? Mm-hmm. And so it provides them with a day just to relax and let go of all the stress that they're carrying and just have a fun day out. So that's how the tournament started. Sorry, what was your question again?
I guess the funds.
So in the first year, we raised about $20,000. All the funds stay here in Fort McMurray. This year, we're expecting to raise about $50,000.
Oh, wow.
All the funds will stay here in Fort McMurray and provide supports with people that are struggling with mental illness. Mm-hmm.
And Colleen, obviously you're here with Fort McMurray Golf Club. Why did the golf club want to partner and provide this golf tournament?
It's very important in our city, especially with the loss of our clubhouse and the displacement of a lot of our staff that summer. So it kind of goes twofold with not only helping the community, but helping our golf course as well. Mm-hmm.
And you guys put on a lot of tournaments, you and the other golf clubs as well. But this one seems like it's on the top of the list of, you know, high priorities. And like you said, it's especially a very fun day as well.
Absolutely. We are jam-packed with tournaments this year, which is amazing. It's nice to have everyone out and enjoying the outdoors and the course, especially with our new clubhouse and the patio and 27 holes. But yeah, this is definitely one of the biggest and best tournaments to partake in for sure.
Well, Lorna, like you mentioned, you are the superintendent with the RCMP. I'm curious, are you going to be taking part, having a little fun day of golf? And Pat, you're a firefighter as well. Are we going to be seeing you on the golf course?
You don't want that. Keep the grass where it is for now, but I will be there actually as part of the event later on in the evening. I'll be doing one of the speaking points.
Okay. And yourself, Lorna?
I'm going to echo Pat's sentiment on you don't want me out there, but I'll be down there to watch.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up in just a couple minutes, we're going to continue our talk about the First Responders Golf Tournament.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And once again, we're talking about the First Responders Golf Tournament happening on June 29th, looking to raise funds for mental health supports for our first responders. So joining me in studio is Christine Savage, who is with the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo. We also have Colleen Stewart with the Fort McMurray Golf Club, as well as Pat Duggan, branch president for the local Legion, and the superintendent of the Wood Buffalo RCMP, Lorna Dix.
I think it's time to really even talk about mental health. Obviously, the tournament is to allow first responders a day to have fun, and all the funds are, like Christine mentioned, to support people who maybe are suffering with mental illnesses. So I'm curious, we have Lorna here to talk about police. I know, Pat, like I mentioned, you are a firefighter as well. I guess when it comes to the mental health of first responders, let's start at the RCMP. What is your detachment doing to help members who may be suffering from a mental illness?
So the RCMP is working to reduce the stigma and drive change in the way workplace mental health is supported. We take it very seriously because we're only strong as our members, and their health and safety has always been and will be one of our highest priorities. We train to be resilient, but we're only human. The RCMP and civilian employees alike deal with the same life stressors and mental health challenges as every other Canadian. We also face the added risk of physical and physiological work-related injuries that are inherent to our work. It can be emotionally taxing and sometimes scarring. However, there are days and moments when we've truly helped people and brought safety to a place or situation, and that's what makes it worth it for us. We have good days and bad days, and you never know about the difficult calls we attended before we arrived at yours. So we're asking people to also be mindful that we're only human and try our best every day.
Mm-hmm. specifically with the RCMP, I guess, what are the biggest differences maybe in supports that you've offered since the wildfire, maybe pre-wildfire and post-wildfire?
The wildfire was a significant event in our community that affected and impacted everybody differently. So we don't have a one-stop approach to helping members. Mm-hmm. We've been very open and encouraging with everybody in the detachment to ensure they find a route of assistance that works for them. We're also very fortunate to have many mental health programs and services available to all our employees, which include Road to Mental Readiness Training, which is a mandatory workshop for all our employees. And the aim is to understand the normal reactions to stress and how to manage those. Mm-hmm. We also have employee assistance services, peer-to-peer services, and chaplain support.
Mm-hmm. And let's turn our attention over to Pat. I know you can't speak directly for maybe the entire regional emergency crews, but you are a firefighter. Maybe from your own experience, what kind of supports are you seeing maybe have changed since the wildfire to help firefighters maybe dealing with mental illness?
Especially pre-wildfire, on the union side of things, we were looking to try and develop some form of mental health program. Mm-hmm. After wildfire, management really got on board with us. We've actually just entered our second year of having our critical incident stress management team in up and running. They've been fantastic. It's volunteers. We do peer-to-peer post-call. Also, it's not necessarily post-call, but we're a resource for folks to reach out to. We've been able to get folks on the floor in contact to third-party providers. Our employee family assistance program is quite well, too. And our chaplain is also part of the team.
Mm-hmm. And when we think of firefighters, we think of paramedics, when we think of police officers, we think of, you know, the toughest of the tough. And sometimes talking about mental illness for a lot of people, it's a stigma for some people. A lot of people don't like talking about it. But maybe for the RCMP, we'll start with you, Lorna. Is your detachment personally reaching out to every officer to maybe see if they're struggling? Or is it maybe the officer's, I guess, job to reach out if they need help?
It's both. Post-wildfire, we made a very conscious effort to reach out to every mm-hmm. member and every employee that we had in the building to make sure that they had the supports they need. Since then, the conversation around mental health is one that's been growing every day, and we encourage people to reach out, and we consistently reach out to them to make sure our peers, our coworkers are all in a good place, and if they're not, to make sure they have the supports they need.
Mm-hmm. And Pat, is there anything you'd like to add there?
No, absolutely. To echo the same sentiments, we really push to, especially educating the older guys in regards to the changes and how it used to be, whereas we're normalizing the actual responses that guys and gals are coming across post-incident. Mm-hmm. And even not just post-incident, sometimes things just build up over time on the job, and it just takes that one call that normally isn't all that serious to all of a sudden become a problem for you. And then you mostly notice when you get home or the interactions post-call at the hall. So really our team is able to reach out more. We've been doing educate. We educate a couple times a year through right from top to bottom as well. So everyone's on board. It's really great having the chief backing all that up as well. From the Legion aspect too, it's funny, we see the larger change. The Legion's been around since just after World War I, where its job was to try and normalize the responses of veterans coming back from war. And it still is. I mean, you look at the different conflicts we still go through. There's still 29 active postings right now for Canadian soldiers outside of Canada. So you look anywhere from the Pacific to Eastern Europe to Africa, and possible expansions in Africa and also Central Asia. So with all that, there's a constant pressure of folks going out believing that they're doing the right thing, and then they are. And it's a wonderful thing working for, if you don't mind me saying, a Western Army, in the sense that, you know, we feel pretty confident in our moral compass as to where we come from and why we serve and why we go out. However, it doesn't change the face of what you deal with when you go out there. Much in the same way as actually, honestly, policing. There's the image and everything else, but then the image changes a bit when you're dealing with the reality of you're dealing with people who don't care necessarily about your moral values or anybody else's or anything at all in some aspects. Mm-hmm. So being able to bring our warriors home and actually make them all feel comfortable with what they've had to do, because in normal society, we wouldn't be going out doing some of the things that they ask us to do in service. Mm-hmm. So being able to normalize that, normalize the feelings of it, and then be able to bring them back and make them whole again so they can just re-enter the society that they've gone out and protected. That's what we look for.
Mm-hmm. And I know, Lorna, you mentioned it too, that you had a lot of mental health supports before the wildfire. And first responders, it can be a traumatic job even before the wildfire. But we don't need to get into numbers. I don't know if you have numbers. We don't need to get into them. But have you personally seen maybe a rise in mental health illnesses among your officers post-wildfire?
I can't say that I have seen a big rise. Obviously, it was challenging for everybody. And I think one of the reasons that most of our team was able to deal with it as well as they did is because we were here and felt like we could make a contribution. And we took a lot of pride in the fact that we were able to get people out of town and out of their homes. So that was the reward for us and part of the way to deal with the stress of what we were dealing with.
Mm-hmm. And Pat, I know, like I said, you can't speak for everyone in the RES, but maybe just as your own personal experience, have you seen maybe a lot of your colleagues maybe who have started to maybe suffer from a mental illness and maybe have started to be more open about it?
Yeah, the department was starting to shift that way, and there was a wind of change, if you will, prior to the wildfire, and it was nice to see that continue to actually post-wildfire. Wouldn't even say post, when the evacuation was still in progress. After the first week, we were actually able to get peer support from other fire departments who had their own critical incident stress management teams come up and talk to the guys. And a lot of the guys saw the value. There was a lot more buy-in from the floor when they saw it's just another firefighter talking about other stuff they've been through and just normalizing the reactions we'd had to this particular event. So it was fantastic. I think that's what really helped make the program the success that it is right now with the department.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk about the First Responders Golf Tournament.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me in studio is Christine Savage with the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo, Colleen Stewart of the Fort McMurray Golf Club, Pat Duggan with the Local Legion, as well as Superintendent for the Wood Buffalo RCMP, Lorna Dix, talking about the First Responders Golf Tournament happening on June 29th.
We still have Christine here.
Yep.
With the Mental Health Association. How important is it for your organization to continue to work with our RCMP, our firefighters, our first responders, to make sure they have all the supports they need?
Well, I think it's essential, right? We all take care of this community, and it's essential that we're out there working as partners to take care of each other.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I think we've covered most of the questions, but maybe just for people who are just kind of tuning into the show right now, we are talking about the First Responders Golf Tournament. We did branch off a little bit into mental health, but maybe for those who are just tuning in, the smaller details, when's the tournament again, and can people still register?
Right, so the tournament's June 29th. The big hole-in-one prizes are Harley-Davidson, $20,000 in diamonds, and a Ford vehicle. So we want to thank all those sponsors, Canadian Jewelers, and Ford, as well as Harley, for sponsoring with us. Mm-hmm. The Legion are the primary sponsor for the tournament. There's a dinner involved that starts at 6 o'clock at night. The police mascot will be out there during the day to greet kids if anybody wants to stop in. Tickets are $200. If you're a first responder, you can call and get a discount. So they get them at cost. But for everybody else, it's a $200 ticket, which isn't a big price at this time. It's a great day. It's at Fort McMurray Golf Course. It's a great tournament. And the course is beautiful this year. I've been out there a number of times already, and it's just a fantastic place to spend a day. Mm-hmm. With great people.
Just kind of one last kind of touch on mental health and being the executive director of our local mental health association. When you think of like supports, I feel like sports has to be up there. When you think of, you know, support for people who may be suffering, as you know, just being able to get out and have an activity, that must be quite high.
Absolutely. And again, that's why this tournament, that's how this tournament came to be. So again, we are open every day. And if anybody is struggling with mental health or you're struggling with anxiety, please give us a call at 780-743-1053. Mm-hmm. And you can get immediate service that day. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And one last topic before we go, Colleen, you're still here with events director for the golf club. You did kind of mention it, but kind of a special feeling for you guys as well, having this tournament with your brand new clubhouse, as you guys are recovering as well.
Yeah, we look forward to welcoming everyone down. We've seen lots of people come down already. And yeah, it's kind of seems to be the place to be. We call it the home away from home now. So I don't need to go home because everyone comes down. It's fantastic. So thank you for this opportunity.
You said it's supposed to be a fun day. And I've been in that new clubhouse and it looks pretty nice. Should be pretty exciting for all the people who go down there and enjoy the tournament.
Yeah.
Before we end off, we have just a little bit of time left, and Christine, I'm going to take this as my bad, but I never really fully asked, how do you officially sign up if you want to be a part of this tournament?
Great. Thanks for asking. You can call us at 780-743-1053 or go direct to our website, which is Canadian Mental Health with Buffalo, and sign on there. And then you'll get all the information you need for the day of the tournament. Also, there is a few sponsorships left. We're 75% sold in the golf tournament. So if you are thinking about playing, please register soon or you won't get in.
If you're looking for more information about the First Responders Golf Tournament, make sure you head to the Mix News page. Now, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.